UN aid agencies describe a chaotic scene of misery and desperation. They say the area where the fighting is raging is remote and inaccessible. They say the roads to Sada Governorate are blocked and there is no access to the conflict zone by air. They say many of those fleeing are taking great risks and are paying smugglers to get out of the area. The displaced are heading off in different directions in search of safety. Several camps for displaced people have been set up inside the city and other nearby governorates. UN refugee spokesman Andrei Mihecic says the UNHCR was part of a joint UN team that has just concluded a joint mission to assess the situation.
Our staff found many families fled, abandoning homes or previous displacement areas to join refugees further south. They need shelter, clean water, and basic sanitation facilities. Yemeni authorities informed UNHCR it plans to open a camp in the area to accommodate arriving IDPs.
Mihecic says UN agencies plan other assessment missions to areas of displacement. He says the UNHCR was granted access to Haja Governorate, where it began distributing relief assistance, including tents, plastic sheeting, blankets, and dairy cans to IDPs. But he says distribution of aid to displaced people in Sada has been suspended due to the fighting.
We are appealing for a ceasefire, which would allow the civilian population to escape the fighting and enable aid workers to resume deliveries of humanitarian assistance. We are also asking the donor governments for an additional $5 million to be able to respond to this latest emergency. These urgently needed funds would allow UNHCR to organize coordination and management of the camps, expand registration and protection of IDPs, and provide much-needed tents for shelter and other humanitarian assistance for the next 4 months.
The UN Children's Fund says the current crisis is taking a terrible toll on children. It says malnutrition rates are high. It says 46% of children under 5 are underweight and 53% are suffering from stunting. The World Food Program says it provided high-energy biscuits to 7,000 people last week, and on Friday it began distributing a one-month ration of cereals, pulses, vegetable oil, salt, and sugar to 10,000 people. But WFP says it is short of cash and only has 2 more weeks of stock on hand. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.